This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. In Iraq today, Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr ordered militias in the southern port city of Basra to stand down. Sadr's statement caps a violent week. Baghdad was put under curfew. Fighting was heavy in Basra between Iraqi government troops and Sadr's followers. We called Vali Nasser, a professor at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University, to ask his opinion about the current rise in tension in Iraq, particularly in Basra.
This is not between the Iraqi government and lawless elements in Basra. This is a struggle between the two most prominent and powerful Shia forces.
General David Petraeus was given the orders to execute the surge. What do you think about U.S. military and diplomatic strategy at this point, given all of the complications on the ground in Iraq?
Well, the surge had very clear gains early on, and it provided a military solution to an immediate military problem. But the surge has not produced a political solution to Iraq's fundamental political problems. Now, without a roadmap to a political settlement, Iraq will not be a viable state, and any kind of a truce, by definition, will be temporary.
President Bush says this is a defining moment for Iraq. Our correspondent in Baghdad says in some ways this is also a defining moment for the United States. Would you agree?
Yes, I think it is a defining moment, particularly because the United States put so much stock on the success of the surge. Iraq needs a political solution because the fighting is caused by political problems. If Iraq begins to unravel in a major way, the success of the surge will disappear, and what will follow the surge is going to be probably much worse than what preceded the surge.
But the military cannot bring political solutions. The Iraqi government can bring political solutions.
Well, Iraqi government, I think, by and large, is now irrelevant. The Iraqi government does not hold power in Iraq. The power in Iraq are held by men with arms, sheikhs and insurgents in western Iraq, Kurdish groups in northern Iraq, and the Shia militias in southern Iraq. Ultimately, these are the men who have to negotiate the fate of Iraq. I also think what we've witnessed since the start of the surge is that increasingly peace is not going to be made in the green zone. Peace has to be made by people who are actually controlling territory, guns, and power in Iraq.
Vali Nasser is a professor at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. Thank you.
Thank you.